Hello, I'm Ned88. Welcome to my podcast where I chat to geocachers to learn more about this amazing game.
Today I sat down with Birdro78 to talk about the upcoming Queensland Mega Event. I would like to formally apologise to Birdro for calling him Burgo for the entire episode, and decided to put a formal apology at the start instead of painstakingly going through and editing my hard G to a soft G for every time I said his name.
Welcome back to the podcast, Burgo. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Great. Just in case anyone hasn't heard your first episode with me, could you just let me know when you started geocaching and what you really love about it?
Yeah, so I started back in March 2016 when I saw a friend post something on Facebook that mentioned it, and I looked it up on the internet and then got straight onto it that afternoon. I found a couple and then hit a couple more the next day and was really hooked right from the get-go. I really like that it takes me outdoors, takes me to places that I might not have heard of before, and challenges me both physically and mentally.
Yeah, I should mention as well that your first podcast episode was about where everyone should go geocaching when they're up in Townsville. So if you're interested in hearing more about Townsville, make sure you hit up that episode. It's one of my favourites, at least. At the start of the episode, I mentioned that we were talking about the next Cache Queensland Mega. So how did you become involved in this next Mega?
So I guess I'm really enthusiastic about caching in Townsville, and I think it's a beautiful city and a great place to visit. So knowing a few of the previous committee members, I guess at the Daybra Mega, I had a bit of a yarn to them and let them know how great Townsville was. And a few of them have actually been up and cashed up in this way. So I got on board as a committee member to join the existing committee and to push Townsville forward as a mega proposal.
2022, everyone's going to head up to Townsville. When is that going to be again? Is that the Easter weekend again?
So it is. It's the Easter long weekend from Friday the 15th to Sunday the 17th of April. We're at the Townsville Showgrounds, which is right in the heart of the city, and there'll be plenty of camping available for the weekend.
That sounds great. Like, I know as a geocacher, I will always spend a couple of days before and after up there, but for the people that can't take a lot of annual leave, I think that long weekend is the perfect time for a mega event. So what kinds of things have you guys organized so far that'll be happening at the event?
Well, I think last year's committee did a tremendous job to put on a fantastic event at Daybra over that Easter long weekend, despite the lockdown happening about 24 hours prior, or being lifted only 24 hours prior to the event. And the weather over the weekend wasn't ideal, but it was a great experience. So most of the committee have rolled over onto this one. So using their experience, we'll have all the typical things you'd expect at a mega, like new geo art, gadget lab caches, seminars to do with puzzle solving and a newbie introduction, photography and the like, as well as always popular path tag swaps. We'll also have our own merchandise like hats, shirts, geocoins, path tags, flags. Some of the new things we're hoping to bring along is an escape room style adventure. So incorporating 10 lab caches into an escape room. We'll have evening entertainment like the trivia night. We'll have a bar and food trucks. And we're just planning what we're going to do on a Sunday evening. And we also plan to have some activities to showcase the region. We're having a welcome to country and some local indigenous dances. We hope to have a native wildlife educational hands-on experience. And we're looking for opportunities to get groups of people together to go to interesting places such as hiking up the Harvey Range train tunnels and abseiling off Mount Stewart. We're also looking at providing some links for bike and kayak hire. We plan to add more to this list over the coming months, so please keep an eye on the Cache Queensland website and the Cache Queensland Facebook page. And an event program will be released later in the year.
That all sounds so wonderful. I love the idea of that welcome to country and the wildlife hands-on experience. I've not seen that at any mega event so far, so I'm really excited for that. I have to ask, you mentioned the gadget labs. Are they going to be as fabulous as the ones at the Daybra Mega? Because they were a lot of fun.
It was certainly hope so. I think we've got quite a few creative people on the committee and that want to volunteer their time and their experience to provide some excellent gadget caches. And we have spoken to a few local caches or relatively local, even out to Mount Isa, to provide some smart gadget caches.
Cool, cool. I haven't been to Townsville before as an adult. What kind of accommodation options are there near the showgrounds? Are you guys going to do camping, or is it like a backpackers hostel thing? Like, what's the accommodation?
Townsville's a tourist city, so there's plenty of options at hand. We'd really encourage caches to stay on site and to be in the middle of everything. So we'll have around about 175 caravan and camping sites, all with power. And we hope to keep prices very similar to what they were in Daybra, so quite inexpensive. We'll have the usual amenities that you would expect, so things like the camp kitchen, the laundry, the bathrooms, and great community spaces for socializing. If camping isn't your thing, then as I say, we're right in the heart of the city, so we're only a couple of kilometers from the city center itself. And likewise for the Strand, which is the beachfront esplanade. So lots of options around there for people and places to stay.
So it sounds like the mega event venue is going to be quite handy for those who have muggle families or wives that don't really want to come and do the whole geocaching thing, but are really keen to get out of their city and head up to Townsville. Are there like a top three things that non-geocachers can do in Townsville?
I think Townsville's got a lot of things, and limiting to three is going to be difficult. But like I say, we're very close to the city and to the Strand. The Strand's just a beautiful esplanade, great walks, parks, eateries, cafes, restaurants, ice creameries. But the Strand's definitely one that you want to check out. And Townsville has a great deal of flexibility in accessing the surrounding area. So it's possible for visitors to check off bucket list items such as the Aussie Outback, Great Barrier Reef, and the World Heritage listed tropical rainforests all in a single trip. And probably the number one reason why a lot of people do come to Townsville is to visit Magnetic Island, which is only a short ferry ride away, only about 20 or so minutes. And Maggie offers natural beauty of an untouched paradise. Most of the island's protected as a national park, and it features a 36-kilometer network of walking trails, which are noted for wildlife and varied history. So definitely worth checking out if you come to the area.
Yeah, sounds like there's loads to do. It's awesome. I'm pretty sure that I am going to make my way up to Townsville for the mega event. I did promise you last podcast that I'd be heading up sometime, and this seems like a pretty good time. So what do I do now? Is there a log to put a will attend on? Is there a newsletter? Like, what's my next step?
Yeah, so all of those things. We'd really encourage people that are interested to attend to log a will attend at GC9BVWD. We also have our own website, as I mentioned previously, which is cachequeensland.com. And we'll put regular updates on there about what to expect and what's happening. The website in the coming months will also have a link to the shop where you can purchase merchandise and book your caravan or your camping site. We hopefully will have that up and running by September. And likewise, we also have a Facebook group, which you can follow to be sure not to miss anything.
Can I just grab that cache code phonetically?
Yep. So it's GC and then 9, B for ball, V for Victor, W for whiskey, and D for dog.
Awesome. Just because I know that sometimes those Vs and Bs and Ds can all be a little bit tricky to hear.
They can.
Is there anything else people need to know about the mega event or heading up to Townsville itself to really sell them on it? Like, give us our last sales pitch for the Townsville mega.
I would just really encourage people to attend, because Townsville is a great location. It doesn't have the big tourist clout of maybe a Cairns or somewhere like that, but there's so much beauty in the area. It's a great place. The climate's fantastic. It's got really wonderful attractions. And I don't think anyone will be disappointed by the geocaches in the area.
That seems to be pretty much everything we need to know about the Townsville Mega. If anyone isn't quite sure what a mega event is, head over to episode 6, where I spoke to Jack's team, who is also part of the Cache Queensland committee, to learn more about what a mega event actually is. And that episode that we spoke about earlier about geocaching in Townsville is episode 21. So if you want to hear more about Townsville from Burgo, you could jump over to that one. But thank you so much for having a chat to me about the upcoming Queensland Mega. Just before I let you go, I always like to ask, and it's been a while since I've asked anyone, do you have any advice for geocachers who are starting out? Any warnings or wise words of wisdom?
So with my event hat on this time, I'll say Come along to events. You learn so much from the more experienced caches in the area, and you can really make a heap of friends. Don't be discouraged if you don't have many finds or you're a bit worried about attending a first event, but yeah, get along, meet some people, have a bit of fun.
I couldn't agree more. And what better event to go to than the Case Queensland Townsville Mega Event 2022?
Sounds awesome. Thanks for your support.
If you would like to be a guest on an episode or have a topic you would like me to cover, you can message me through my geocaching profile. The link is in the episode notes. Happy geocaching.